Welcome everybody, shiur number 889, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, last shiur we took a little bit of a diversification. We went off the road a little bit. We're in the middle of the bracha, bracha achas mein shalosh, and I really would like to get into Bezrat Hashem a little bit, at least real quickly, to go through the halachas of kedima in brachas. What bracha comes first when one is eating a few different things, but before that, I just want to finish off. We started talking a little bit about, actually in Siman Tzadik Aleph, which is way out of where we're up to, right? That's in Chelek Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Shulchan Aruch, and we're in the middle of Reish Ches, Chelek Beis. Okay, but be it as it may, we were diversifying a little bit with some other halachas, which are extremely important. Some people have been asking lately, when they get up in the middle of the night, do they have to make Asher Yatzar, and what are the halachas, what do they have to wear, whatever. And we had written that also in our questions and answers. We wrote about it a little bit, and we gave a share in it a while back. We were just covering last year. I just wanted to read from Rabban the Sefer, summing up what we spoke about in reference to a head covering a man when they wake up in the middle of the night, whereby they have to cover their head, wear a yarmulke, a hat, or something like that. So we also mentioned that one could pull their sleeve, let's say a pajama sleeve, a robe sleeve over their head, and cover their head when making the Asher Yatzar. And again, just repeating that everybody should know when they. A person comes out of the bathroom, even in the middle of the night, you wash your hands, and then you do have to make a Asher Yatzar. So I just wanted to sum it up from Rabban the Sefer, page 17. He brings it up in all the beginning. When making a bracha, one's head must be covered, right? We read from the Mechaba last time, one's head must be covered. If one merely places his own hand on his head, his head is not considered covered, because the Mishnah Berurah said it's all connected, it's all one goof. That doesn't help. It's just the fact that you put your hand on your head won't help. If, however, another person places their hand on his head, right, somebody else will put their hand on your head, it is considered a covering. If one places a shirt sleeve over the head, this is also considered a sufficient head covering. That would also be good, like we said. Bidi Eved, if one made a bracha with the head uncovered, the bracha would still be good. Let's say a case in time. He brings down from Darach HaShulchan, Prima Gadim, and others. So Bidi Eved, he says, Bidi Eved, if one made the bracha with the head uncovered, the bracha is still good. I made a bracha, and then all of a sudden, Oyvei, I realize I don't have a yarmulke. What do I do? Should I remake it again? He says no. He brings this again from the, like we mentioned before, he brings it from the Prima Gadim, Aruch HaShulchan. Actually, from the Igris Moshe also, he brings it. The Savalei de Israel's Karz Hashem Begile Roish, he says, is Loi Bor Kol Kach Ke Israel's Karz Hashem Keneged Erva Oit Soya. Like, it's not on such a level. It's not as clear, let's put it like that, as saying it in a place and time where there's excrement or somebody's not dressed the right way or whatever the case might be. Therefore, if somebody, I don't want to get too much into it, but just real quickly, one should be aware if they left the bathroom, right, and a person came out of the bathroom again in the middle of the night and they're out of it, and they wash their hands, whatever, they made the Asher Yatzar, then they say, Oyvei, what happened? I didn't have my yarmulke. So b'di'evad, if one made the bracha with the head uncovered, the bracha would still be good because of what we just read. Okay, so we also, another thing to keep in mind, which we discussed last time, just to chazer over, and very important, that there's a concept called the Liboy Roya Esa Erva. One has to be careful when making the bracha, to have a separation. Just to read real quickly from Rabban the Sefer on page 16, how he brings it down. Additionally, Chazal prohibited making a bracha while one's heart sees the nakedness, whatever the case. Okay, we spoke a little bit about this, called Raya Liba as a erva. If he is not wearing a belt or trousers, which separates the heart from the private parts. Okay, a separation is created when one wears a belt, girdle, pants, or undershorts. In other words, person's wearing underwear, pajamas, these type of things, and it's tight around the waist. For example, if one is wearing a bathrobe without a belt and not wearing pants, since there's no separation between the heart and the areas below, the bracha may not be made. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Somebody just has a bathrobe, let's say, or a long robe, right, that they sleep with at night without a belt and not tight around the waist, and they're not wearing pants, not wearing underpants, so then that's a problem. Then you are not allowed to make a bracha. Since there's no separation over there, a bracha may not be made. So that's another thing, extremely important thing to keep in mind. Therefore, if one wishes to make a bracha while wearing a bathrobe or a gown he brings down, the person should tie the belt before making the bracha. You know, tighten the belt. You should tie the belt before making the bracha. If there's no belt, they should hold the material of the robe firmly against their body, at the heart, you know, in other words, at the heart or below, thereby creating a separation. That's an important thing to keep in mind. I don't have a belt, let's say, I'm wearing just a long robe, a long pajama, whatever the case might be, these different type of things, so then they should hold the material of the robe firmly against their body, obviously below the heart part, the heart or below, right, making separation between the top and the bottom. Okay, obviously these are times, you know, a person wakes up in the middle of the night and so on, but in general, a person, he brings on also the Rabbah, nevertheless, the Poskim rule that it's preferable to be fully clothed when making a bracha. A person should dress, it's covered for the bracha, you know, but again, middle of the night, a person's not going to go ahead and get fully dressed, so that's not, but we're talking about cases in time where somebody wakes up or something along those lines. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem bracha, kol tuv.